You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change, COVID-19, and a spike in conflict has created a record need for global humanitarian aid. In its annual Global Humanitarian Overview, the United Nations forecasts that 235 million people will require aid next year, which is up 40% from last year. To accommodate this increase, the UN has called for a record $48 billion Australian dollars in aid money for 2021. The UN's Chief for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief, Mark Lowcock, says even though the world is hopeful with the news of a vaccine, the lingering impact of the pandemic, including rising food prices, falling incomes and halted education, will disproportionately hit more vulnerable people.
The picture we are presenting is the bleakest and darkest perspective on humanitarian need in the period ahead that we have ever set out, I think. And that is a reflection of the fact that the COVID pandemic has wreaked carnage across the whole of the most fragile and vulnerable countries on the planet. The red lights are flashing and the alarm bells are ringing.
The overview highlighted spikes in conflict this year as another contributing factor in the rise of humanitarian need. After Yemen, Ethiopia is forecast to need the most aid in 2021. It comes after the spike in conflict in the Tigray region in the north of the country. On Tuesday, a spokesman for the UN High Commission to Refugees, Baba Balush, called on the Ethiopian government to allow humanitarians access to refugee camps in the Tigray region, where they are in desperate need of assistance.
Our concerns are growing by the hour. The camps will now have run out of food supplies, making hunger and malnutrition a real danger. We are also alarmed at unconfirmed reports of attacks, abductions, and forced recruitments at the refugee camps. UNHCR strongly reiterates its call for safety and security of refugees. With the current difficulties in communications and security hampering access, it is not possible to verify current conditions in the camps.
And the third factor revealed by the overview is climate change. Joshua Hallwright from Oxfam Australia says there is a number of ways that it impacts humanitarian crises. Recently, there have been more frequent and intense cyclones in Southeast Asia, while rising sea levels are swallowing smaller Pacific Island nations.
But there's also the effects of climate change on drought. Obviously, Australian farmers and regional and rural communities very much understand this, and so what we're seeing in parts of the world that are suffering through drought and hunger crises, such as the Horn of Africa, is that climate change is, and the unpredictable rainfalls means that crop harvests are less.
Ilias Bakala, SBS News.